Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Andres?
Yes.
Hey, Andres. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Tara. She does a really good job at explaining the basics here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
Well, I guess, yeah. How does it work?
Okay, yeah. So anybody that's searching your services, they would be able to find you at the time of the search on that first page of Google, and they'd be able to just click to call directly to you guys. Now, we don't vet your customers out or anything like that, so it is exclusive because they are calling you directly. They're not calling us. Now, you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers. Now, we do retarget those customers with a retargeting campaign through Facebook, and then we actually help you get on the first pages of Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Okay, so giving you exposure there in your 30-mile radius. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. As of right now, do you have anything that's built for you besides, I just see, like, when I look up your company, a home advisor link, but have you been able to get on Google or websites or anything like that?
No,
that you have?
Nothing right now.
Nothing. Okay. So for this, we would be able to help you get PIN verified through Google. So what that means is they're going to send you a PIN verification code in the mail. It is going to take 30 to 45 days to get you verified and on that first page of Google. Okay. They're going to make sure that you are who you say you are. So they're going to make sure that you're a local business owner. You're not a robot with a P.O. box. Okay. Once we walk you through that process, we will have you populating on that first page. And it does take that 30 to 45 days. With the Facebook, we would help you build a Facebook business page, and that would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we're starting to target your, you know, your audience in that 30-mile radius in that 7 to 14 day marker. Now, this does come with a tracking system as well. So you're able to track how well your Google business profile is performing in clicks, calls, location of searches. Also, too, you're able to track how well that Facebook retargeting campaign is going for you. And we actually put that in one area for you so you can check daily, weekly, monthly, however you like to check up on it. we put it in there for you so that way you can be there every step of the way with us, as well as us hand-holding you to get verified with Google, okay?
Okay.
So that's how the program works for you, okay? Okay. Now, pricing. I'm sure you wanted to know how much this is going to cost, right?
Right.
Okay. That's the million-dollar question. So Tara put in a legacy rate. You've been in business for 12 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you also are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because Google's going to want to know that, which is great. So Tara put in a legacy rate. So what that does is it just gives you a reduced rate from the original price if you were to buy this online. Typically, our package for this is $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What I did here is when I applied that legacy rate, it just comes down to a 50% credit for you. So it's only $299 month to month. There is a $99 setup fee, so it would be $398 first month, and then $299 month to month after that. Now, you're not locked into a contract, Andres. We do ask for a verbal 2-month agreement, though. So with Google, it's very tedious to get everything correct with that Google business profile. Now, you only have to do this once, and then your Google business profile is up and running for the life of you ever being in business, okay? But making sure that that is built correctly, because I've heard horror stories with customers that come to us that they have to try to build it themselves. They have another company build it, and they either takes 3, 6, 12 months to get verified, or they never are able to get verified. They get mad, they give up, and they're never able to get on there. So for us, we just want to make sure that you stick it out at least 2 months for us to make sure that we have everything correct within that 30 to 45 days, and we will be able to help you get verified and on that first page, okay? So you're not in a contract. This is month-to-month. Food for thought, there is no early termination fees, any cancellation fees or anything like that. You could always pause the service as well. If you do, we always just ask that you just give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due so you don't ever get billed out for the next month of service. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Perfect, perfect. How are you guys getting your customers right now?
Well, I'm just starting again. That's why I signed up for Angie. Yeah.
Okay. You started up with Angie's?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And how have you liked the service so far?
Well, they were supposed to send me, I just started yesterday, so
Supposed
to send me to work today, yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you know a little bit about Angie's?
Yes, my son was on that for a year almost.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. So it's a great company. I don't talk badly about any companies out there. I just show what we can do to help you. I know Angie's utilizes a lot of Google placements and advertising to get their customers, and then they do send you those leads. What we do very well is we actually place you where you're not having to pay for those leads on a per lead type deal, and you're able to capture those customers at a better and cheaper rate. Also, too, this is exclusive. So we don't work with everybody in your industry. We actually work with one company per industry, per area. So once we actually start working with you on that first page, we close out that category and we don't work with any of your competitors. And that's why I was saying you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers because we're representing you on that first page. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Now it's a call direct. So as soon as somebody's doing a live search, they see you, they'll call you directly. So like I said, we're not vetting you somebody where you're going to have to text them or call them or anything like that. Our customers, because we do cover all 50 states, our customers that tend to have Angie's by Home Advisor, they're able to compare apples to oranges. And a lot of times they keep the Home Advisor by Angie's and they want to compare which one's better. After about that 30 to 40 day marker, 2 months, typically they either pause their Angie's leads or they ended up canceling the service in general because the quality of lead coming in from Google is a lot higher and it's a lot cheaper for them to just pay the flat monthly rate than to pay the per lead type deal. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, Andres, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you up and running here and have the best year yet in 2024 with your business, right?
But when will this be up and running if I decide to go with you guys?
Awesome question. So we start doing everything today. So there's a lot of things that move on this back end with you. So we actually would get you on an onboarding call with my tech team. I want to make sure that you're getting the customers that the services that you provide, right? So I don't want customers calling you for fixtures that you don't, services you don't provide. So my tech team is to verify everything, make sure everything's good, and then they're actually working on sending everything out to Google so you can get PIN verified and we can get that into the mail. That's going to be the 30 to 45 day process. With Facebook, I know. Industry standard though, Andres, is 3 to 6 months. So some people will pay like a contract for 3 to 6 months before they see any type of results. And that's what really sets us apart because we are that Google channel partnership. We have that. That's the highest tier of Google that you can be. So we're able to do that month-to-month process because we can get you up there in the 30 to 45 days, right?
Right.
the Facebook is up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we're starting the day of processing payment, of starting to build everything and getting everything running for you. The first month is really a building stage. The first month, I'm going to be honest with you, is really to just pay for itself. This service is going to pay for itself the first month. Really, after that 30 to 45 days, your business is going to be with this campaign at full steam, and that's when you're really going to start seeing the profits in this service that you have here. But it's, like I said, it's really tedious, and making sure that you have everything built correctly within that 30 to 45 days, and then after that, you never have to go through that process again. Everything's up and running for you at that point. Okay. So we start building right away. also, too, like I said, we build out your Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So anybody doing a search on an Android, an Apple phone, mobile device, tablets, computers, you would populate at that time of the searches so they can click to call you on any of those devices. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, question. Do you need a website?
I guess I do, yeah.
Okay, because we build custom websites here. And so what I can do is I can build you a website here, and I can throw it into this package. So for not a penny more, it would still be the $299 month-to-month with the $99 setup fee. And I'll throw in the website here. We'll help you get the domain. We'll help you build the website, and that website will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, you wouldn't have to pay extra fees for hosting or management, or if you ever wanted to add or take off a service or add pictures, you don't have to pay anything extra for that. You just let us know, and then we can make those changes because it's filtered in for the $299 month-to-month as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have any logos, that's why that onboarding call is so important. Logos and pictures. My tech team will say, hey, can you give us any type of logos that you have? If you want us to build you one, we can build you one. If you have any pictures, they'll give you a portal or a link where you can send in your pictures for us to build
right.
that out for you. Okay?
Great.
Okay. So with that
so
being...
When will you withdraw... If I decide to go, when will you withdraw my money? Right away, today?
So it would be today. And then what I would do is I would stay on the phone with you. So that way I can send you, you get everything in writing with us. So that way I'm going to send you a couple texts and emails. This is a 100% tax write-off for you at the end of the year. So what I want to do is make sure that you get your receipt, that you get everything in writing. I take you through a voice verification. We send that for your records as well. That's an added protection for you. And then I would set the onboarding call once you have everything for your records there. Once we set that onboarding call, I can do that. Let's see. I have availability later on today with my tech team that I can get you on board with them. They would call you, and they would really have everything processed and building out today. And we get that ball rolling pretty quickly.
Well, it's something I got to think about, because I have to pay over there, too, and then pay over here, too. You know, that's...
Mm-hmm. For the Angie?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you pay like a setup fee with them, or are you just paying like a per lead deal?
$750.
Wow.
Yeah.
They charged you $750 and you signed up yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so you're...
If I would knew, I would have signed up with you guys, but came a day late.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, it's really up to you, what you want to do. I know... There's options, right? So it just depends on what you want to do. So for Angie's, I know you could always cancel service at any time for that. Right. You could always call over there and cancel that service and ask for a refund. It really up to you if that's what you would want to do, because for here, you're getting more for your money than just getting a lead vetted to you. We're really building everything for you so that way your customers have something to look at. Where what Angie's Leads does is, like I said, they just put their stuff on Google and then they funnel customers over to their platform and then they send them to you. Where here, you're getting really your presence made to build your company so that way you have everything set for your customers to check out your work, to check out your reviews, you know, to see where you're located, what kind of services that you provide as well. And now they're just contacting you directly at that point.
Right. So, that's what I wanted, them to contact me directly. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's not going to – I'll be very honest. I mean, I've been honest with you, but that's not what's going to happen with Angie's. It's going to be a lead.
Right, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how would you like to proceed from here? It really is the question for you.
Well, if I didn't have to pay up front right now the 200-something, mm-hmm. not until we start, and then I can pay you guys, but mm-hmm. I know that's not impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to start building everything out. We actually start going to work for you right away. So,
right.
You know, you're paying for the service at that point.
But so, I won't see my stuff starting until like 7 work days, right?
7 to 14 days. I mean, I've seen it done faster. It just, that's just at worst case scenario, right? So
okay.
I've seen. So, like, I always go worst-case scenario because I want to make sure, like, for a website, we're going to send you the website. Then you're going to say, hey, I like that. Go ahead, publish it, right? But a lot of times
right.
our customers like, hey, I like it, but can I add this to it? Can I add that to it? And you're seeing the process evolve right there in front of your eyes that we're working for you. But sometimes that process, because customers like to make like minor changes to the website or they want to add something, that pushes that product out to that, you know, 7 to 14 day marker, because we want to make sure that it's something that you guys like and want people to see, right? It's your product that we're
right.
putting out there for you. So we don't want to just throw it up there. And that's why we have those time frames. So it's not that you're not going to see anything, but we do handhold you through that process, and you will see the updates that come through your phone. My tech team reaches out to you and lets you know, hey, this is what we got. What do you think about this? This is what we have for your Facebook. This is up and running now. And now you're able to be with us in that process on that month to month, where instead of just,
right.
you know, here's a lead, see if they'll answer type deal.
Well,
yeah.
It's just because it's the first of the month and, you
right.
know, I have a house payment, I have cars, I have this for this month, yeah.
Right. So that's what I was saying. I mean, I don't know if you want to stick with what you already have or if you want to see if you can, you know, get your money back and come with a company that really just is going to build everything out for you and not put you on a platform, but build you the platforms that you need for your customers to
right.
find you.
Right. Why don't you guys check back with me like in a month?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have the availability. So that's the thing. Like I said, we only work with one company per industry per area. So for us, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. So it's really good, but at the same time, it's bad as well. So it's really good because we're not working with your competitors, right? So you're going to get the best out of our team and the best out of our customer satisfaction for that. The other downside to that is if we sign up one of your competitors because, you know, you need a month, 2-3 months, and you're like, hey, is there availability and we don't have it, we have to wait for that spot to open up. That's just our
right.
only deal. Yeah. So that's kind of like the double-edged sword that we have here. And because we are that Google Channel partners, there's only 40 of us, we have to abide by those rules to stay with the partnership. Because it's not fair for me to go and sign your competitors up and you and say, we can get all of you guys to that first page. But in reality, there's only a couple spots up on the first page of Google. Somebody of that is going to hurt, and it's going to be the consumer at that point. And we don't want that. And that's why we've been able to stay in business for, you know, 19 years, right, going on 20 years.
Right.
We want to make sure you get the best value out of this. So, I mean, what I can do, let's see here. I mean, I can make it a little more affordable for you. If I take off the website, we can take the website off for now, and we could always circle back to it later. And I can bring it down to just $249 month to month and take the setup fee off. So instead of you paying the $398, we would just do the $249. We would still be able to get you on that first page of Google, Facebook, rock and rolling. And then after, towards the end of the month, maybe in the middle of the month of February, we could always, I mean, you would have to purchase the website at that point. It would be an additional $299 one-time fee, but at least you're getting your stuff built out for the Google and the Facebook, where we could just add that website on later down the road if you want to do that.
Okay.
Still saving you some money. You're still able to get on that first page of Google. I'm saving you probably about $650 at that point.
So every month I will pay you guys, or you guys automatically will take it off my card?
Every month, it's just an automatic payment for the, it would be for the $249. And now the invoice on that will have the full breakdown. So I still kept the Facebook ads in here. This is more of like a friends and family package for the $249. I only have one person that owns a business. So when they give me a package that I can give to my friends and family, it usually goes to waste anyways. So it would be just $249 month to month. It would be an automatic payment. $100 of that goes to your Facebook retargeting campaign. So don't think.
But what about if it doesn't get set up until 45 days, you're still going to next month withdraw another $245?
So it's not that it won't be
getting jobs yet.
Yeah. So good question. So it's not that it's going to be set up within 30 to 45 days. It's just that you're going to populate on that first page of Google in that 30 to 45 days. So you'll have your Google business verification and your Google business profile up and running. Typically, it takes around two weeks for that to get up and running. I actually just had a guy that we're helping right now. We got his Google business verification up and running within 8 days. It was up. So it just depends on the area. It depends on the capability with Google, right? That's why we say that 30 to 45 days. That's why we lean on those Facebook advertising. So that way the first month, this can pay for itself. Now, once the 30 to 45 days rolls back around, that's when you're going to start having the full capacity of your campaign working for you at full steam. And that's when you're really going to reap the rewards of being on that first page. So it's not to say you're not going to receive jobs in the first month, but we are building everything. And I want to just give you the right expectations and set you up for success, because I don't want to say tomorrow, you know, you're going to be up there or anything like that. I want to make sure that you have the right expectation. We're building this. So think of like a house. You got to build the structure first, right? The foundation. You got to make sure that it's strong. That's what we do. We make sure that you have a strong foundation first, and then we're able to populate that. Because if you have a weak foundation, there's no point in putting the roof on the house, because it's just going to fall, right? So that's why we make sure it's done correctly within that 30 to 45 days, so you never have to run into problems with a Google listing or verification or anything like that, and then you're able to reap the rewards after that piece.
And then this is a month-to-month, and anytime I can cancel, it will cancel?
Yes. So that we only ask courtesy call for three, I take you through the voice verification, and I'll read it verbatim here for you, because I do send you this in writing as well. The last line it reads right here, it says, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And that's it.
And how long does it take to go through everything right now?
I can get you set up within 12 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll set an onboarding call with you and my tech team at a better time for you and them, and they're going to call you, and they're going to verify everything. And then from there, that's when that ball gets rolling of sending out to the Google verification, building the Facebook, and everything like that. I would just wait on the website for now. It does make it a little cheaper, but once we do have everything up and running, we could always circle back, and we could always just do the website at a later date for you. That usually takes 7 to 14 days to get that up and running. So, but you could at least get everything built for the Google Business Profile, because you don't necessarily need a website to be on the first page. But it's always good to still have one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. So for the business name itself, I have Johnny Russell.
Johnny Russell, yeah. He's the owner, yeah. Johnny Russell's the owner.
Okay.
John Russell's the owner. Yeah.
Are you the decision maker, or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then it's construction, correct?
Construction, yeah.
Okay.
And granite too. We have 2 licenses.
Okay. So what would you like it to say on the Google Business Profile?
Well, you kind of helped me out. You're the expert on this.
Yeah, no, for sure. So you say you have 2 licenses. So, I mean, we can just keep it on construction, because construction falls under the umbrella of everything else, right? Falls under granite tops, everything like that.
You can put Johnny Russell Construction and granite countertops.
Okay. Excuse me. And then the business address, what are you guys operating out of to send that PIM verification?
1610 Pomeroy Road, Arroyo Grande.
You said Palm?
Pomeroy. Pomeroy.
Pomeroy.
Yeah. Pomroy. Pomeroy. I think that's right. And then Road.
Yep. Aurora Grande, California, 93420.
Yes. 93420, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have a question here. So some of my customers like this and some of them don't, because they've been in business for a while. They like to keep their phone number the same. Now, for us, we can set up a Google Business phone number for you that would go on your Google Business Profile. That's going to allow you to track the calls. Now, it's just going to be redirected to your phone automatically, but you're able to track the calls. Now, it's up to you. It doesn't cost you anything more or less. It's just an added feature here that we provide, but we give you the option. So they could either call, you could either have the 310-6530 number, or we can build that number for you, and then that would be the tracking system for the calls. Do you want that tracking
system? Use my number.
Okay.
Use my number.
So you just want the 310 number?
Yes.
Okay.
6530.
Yeah. Okay. And then Andres, what's your last name?
Orozco.
How do you spell that? I want to make sure I spell that correctly.
O-R-O-Z-C-O.
O-R-O-Z-C-O. And then what's a good email address for you?
It's Pollo.
Pollo?
17, yeah.
P-O-L-L-O. Uh-huh.
And then 17-1970@gmail.com.
17-1970@gmail.com. Okay.
My number, did you get it right? My telephone number right? 805-310-6530?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have that there. Okay. And then for the, let's see here. Okay, I'm just making sure I have everything correct with your Google Business profile. For some of the services that you guys offer for the constructions, I know you do granite countertops, but are you guys doing like all types of stuff like fully kitchen remodels, flooring,
yes,
backsplashes?
Everything.
Okay. Are you doing
house remodels too?
House remodels, okay. Are you guys doing full, let's say, new builds as well, or are you guys just doing more remodeling?
Remodelings right now.
Remodelings right now, okay. And it's fully residential. You're not doing anything commercial, correct?
Whatever comes out, sign commercials too.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Perfect. And then for this, are you guys going to be using a business credit card, a debit card, a Visa, Master?
I'm going to use my debit card.
Okay. And then for the debit card, it just has your first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there?
No, just first and last name. It's under my wife's. She's in my account, in my bank account, so she got the debit card. I haven't got one. That's the one I've been using.
Okay. But this, her last name is?
Orozco. Yes, Orozco.
And the first name?
Juana.
Juana. W. How do you spell it?
J-U-A-N-A-N? No, it's J-U-A-N-A.
J-U-N-A-A. So two
N-A. A's. Yes.
J-U-N-A-A. Did I get that correct?
J-U-A-N-A. Yes, correct.
Okay. And then the billing address to the card itself, is it still the same address
yes.
you gave me earlier?
1610, correct.
Okay. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American
the
Express?
Visa.
Visa. Okay.
Yeah,
and
the
then
card.
I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, it's 4342 5624-3930-4922.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry. I'm a slow typer.
Okay, 4342-5624-3930-4922.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
626.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
969.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you, Andres. So for here, We never share or sell any of your information, but we want to make sure we're always talking to you at the time that we call you. So we will ask you this. This is also an added protection for you, so that way you know that you're always talking to us as well. Okay, so I have three questions. You can have one of them. All right. So I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My first pet's name.
Okay. And what's your first pet's name?
Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. So I have all that set up for you. Before I do make the purchase of the transaction here, I am going to walk you through a voice verification. Like I said, this is just an added protection for you as well. It's just a service agreement that we outlined here. This will be sent to you in writing once we are done. If you have any questions or if you don't understand a question, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll be able to rephrase it for you, okay? I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do make a transaction here, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Johnny Russell Construction.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Andres Orozco, construction title.
Oh. Awesome. Are you like the owner, president, account manager, or?
Manager. Comment.
Manage. Gotcha. Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Jack. Okay.
Right. Correct. That's good.
Perfect. Now, you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 30th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When your second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment.
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, so who do I client support? I don't call you guys.
Yeah, so client support is going to be my tech team that's going to call you for the onboarding call.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's our customer service number. That's our direct line for our customers only, that you would call if you ever needed to pause or cancel the service.
So this website, you guys are called Google?
No. We're called Local Splash. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. Google will never contact you directly.
Splash.
Yeah, if you...
Local Splash. So you'll send me an email of your information then, so I can keep it in file.
Absolutely. Yes, you will have
everything
on file here. Now, I have a question for you, because the service agreement that we talked about is going to spit you out a terms and agreement. It's going to send it over to you on all the services we talked about. The only thing is this, okay? I haven't made a purchase yet because it's going to do this. for the billing itself, it's going to have your wife's name on there. It's not going to have your first and last name because that's the card holder. It has that card name on there.
Yes, that's fine.
Is she going to be able to sign that for you, or?
I can sign it, no problem.
Okay. Let me see here.
We're in the same account, bank account.
That's true.
I haven't got a debit card.
Okay. 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 So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the transaction here. Okay, so it said the credit card number is invalid. Let me see. I might have made a mistake here on the credit card itself. So you said, I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize for that. So it's, I just want to run through something really quickly. So the credit card itself, it's, 626. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the security code is 969, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then for the number itself, I'm ready when you are. I'm sorry about that.
All right. 4342-5624-3930-4922.
Okay. Let me make sure here. I'm going to read it back to you as well, just to make sure for you, okay?
Okay.
Give me one sec. Okay. So I have 4342-5624-3930-4922.
Correct.
Okay. And it's a Visa, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes just one number off will do it. So everything went through on this end. So, Andres, I want to properly welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so I want to say welcome to the family. We're going to help you get everything PIN verified here. What's a good time for my tech team to reach out to you so that way they can call you and verify all that everything is correct with you here?
I don't know, whenever you guys want.
Do you have availability today?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how about at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time? I'm going to send everything over to them in the notes, but I want to make sure that they have everything ready for that, that onboarding call. So maybe like in 2 hours?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You just fit better.
Okay, so my tech team goes to lunch at noon. Can I do it at 1 p.m.? Is that better?
At what time?
1 p.m.?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I'm going to set this up. I'm going to send it to you an email. Now, I don't mean to bombard you, but we did send you some text messages and emails to you. Obviously your receipts and everything like that. I did send you a text message, though. It says, Andres, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms. Can you?
Okay, I see that, yeah.
Yeah. So click that. That's the service agreement between us and you guys. So that's the outline of what we're going to do for you with the Google and Facebook. There's two checkboxes there, so just click that. One's going to be for SMS text messages. If you don't answer, we'll just send you a quick text. And then the other one is that you are a user on the account for the card. And then you're just going to sign the name as it says right there. And then it's going to take you to... Yes, please, because it's going to take you to a login page really quickly.
Okay, so click where it says I agreement.
Yeah,
hello?
Yes. Click the two checkboxes and then just sign the name as it says right there on the bottom.
Click. What does it say in the bottom? Oh, confirm sign?
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to...
Say signature does not match. So
What do I?
Yeah, I think that's because it has your wife's name on there. That's what I was saying. It's going to spit the ticket out to your wife.
But I haven't even signed it yet. I just clicked where it says confirm sign.
Yeah, so you're going to have to click the box where it has, here, I'll walk you through it. So there's two checkboxes there. You click both checkboxes?
Yes.
Okay, and then on the bottom it says signature and it says sign and it says click here to type your name as above on the screen. You're going to click that and you're going to sign it as the name there, which is your wife. That's what I was saying, your wife needs to maybe sign this.
Oh, I can sign that, yeah. So I'll sign it there?
Yes. So you're just going to put her...
I'll sign it where it says click here
mm-hmm.
to sign your name. That's where I sign it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But how do I sign it? I have to use a little pen or what?
No, you're just going to click there and a keyboard is going to pop up and you're just going to type the name, your name in, and then it's just going to be able as the name on there, which is your wife's first and last name, and then you're going to click confirm after you type her name.
Okay, a keyboard came up, so I just mm-hmm. put her name there?
Type the name, yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I got that.
Okay, now click confirm signature, and then it's going to take you to a login form, username and password. Let me know when you get there.
No, it won't let me see signature does not match. Yeah. So what do I do?
Okay, give me a sec. Okay, so how do you spell the first name? J-U-N-A-A?
J-U-A-N-A, yes.
J-U-N-A-A. Okay, and then your last name is O-R-Z-C-O?
No, O-R-O-Z-C-O.
O-R-O-Z-C-O. Okay, my apologies. Give me a sec. Sorry about that. Let me make those changes for you. Okay. I made those changes for you there. Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to resend it to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so you should have
so
that.
So get out of this then?
Yeah, just close it. Go back, and I'm going to send you a text message, another one, and then
okay.
It'll send it over to you. Yep. So go ahead and re-click that one, and then it should have the correct name there spelt correctly.
Okay. And then I click write her name again?
Yes. Make sure you click the two checkboxes as well.
I did that. And now I put confirm sign?
Yes.
It says again does not match.
But let me see here. It's spelled right there. O R O Z C O J U N A A.
Yeah. And then I put sign confirm sign in and say
did you
did not match. Please.
Did you check the two boxes?
Yes, I did. They agreed, Matt. Yeah. I did that one and I carefully did it. Yeah.
And the name, so the signature name right there, do you see the name itself right there on the page?
Yes.
Okay. Is that spelled correctly or is that spelled incorrectly?
J-U. You put two A's or one?
Two.
No, that's wrong. That's why it's J-U-N-A. J-U. J-U-A-N-A. J-U-N-A. Yeah, I think you got it wrong. Let me get my glasses. Hold on.
Okay. So there's no two, because I said, is there two A's? And
oh, okay, no, you got it wrong. It's J-U, it's
N-A.
J-U-A-N-A.
J-U-A-N-A.
After the U, there's
gotcha.
An A, and then
okay.
N-A again.
I
That's
apologize.
What's wrong.
Okay.
So get out of this again?
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I made
okay.
the changes here just to make sure I have everything correctly. J-U-A-N-A-O-R-O-Z-C-O.
Correct. Did you resend it? No.
Yes, I just resend it, so it's gonna go to you right now.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. So that one, third time's the charm, and I apologize again for that. Let's see. That one.
Okay, I see it's good now.
It's correct, yeah, me too. I see it's good.
Okay. All right, it went through this.
Okay, so you have a... username and password. This is the tracking system that I told you about that my company is going to build for you. So when they do the onboarding call, they're going to walk you through this process and they are going to give you the username and password, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But until then, don't do anything. They're going to walk you through that process. I have you scheduled
okay.
at 1 p.m. today. They're going to reach out to you on that 877 number. Now, I did send everything over to you to your email as well. So if you want to go over there and check your invoice, you have that. Also, too, if you want, you can it's coming from Charlie Mollenkamp. That is going to be my email at localsplash.com. I sent you a Google Calendar invite. Okay, that's just confirming. You can just hit yes that at 1 p.m. we have a meeting with you, and it's just going to tell my tech team that you're confirmed on that one as well. Okay.
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 So I can get out of this page.
You can. Yeah, you can get out of there now. So I just want to make sure that you have everything as well. Do you have any questions for me so far, Andres?
No.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Okay. I'm going to get working here on your account, and then I'm going to send everything over to my tech team, and they're going to give you a call here in a couple of hours so that way they can get everything onboarded with you. And then they're going to get rocking and rolling, all right?
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the time, Andres. If you have any questions, go ahead and email me at the charliemollenkamp@localsplash.com, the one that I sent to you as well. But you will have an account manager for everything else, and they'll walk you through that process today, okay?
Okay, I see that. Charlie, yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Charlie.
All right, no problem. I will talk to you in a bit.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.